50 years after the final Harry Potter book, Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote a series of 7 Harry Potter fan fiction novels. This is book 3 in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Commentors from Azkaban. Everyone, welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike. Sam Garlop is here.
I am here, and I am an Arnott's biscuit as well.
Yep,
and a different one. I'm the Arrowroot.
Oh, Arrowroot is a good Arnott's biscuit. Not very popular, is it?
No.
I started the show by saying hello, Salada. That's actually a reference to the Patreon only podcast,
which
non-Patreons don't hear. So if you want to know what that's all about, patreon.com/HarryPotterandTheBoys, support the show.
It's pretty obvious what that's about.
No, you might not. Like, there's a lot
actually,
of...
it's not. It's really not.
Why did we talk about Saladas? And the international listeners probably don't know about Saladas.
Oh, they don't. And they never will.
Arnott's is an Australian company, isn't it?
Is it?
I think
so. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
There's some great stuff.
You're not going to find, you're not going to find stuff like a Monte Carlo somewhere else. Oh,
well, I mean, Shapes for one, Arnott's and Tim Tams, of course. When I was in, when we were in Ireland with Claire's family, I was like, do they have Tim Tams? Tim Tams are just like chocolate coated goodness. Like I could smash a whole pack.
They make a different kind.
Oh.
That are kind of like Tim Tams. Are they called Gaieties?
Oh, Gaieties, yeah, but they're not
they're
as good.
They're not as good.
Nowhere near as good. Yeah. But yes, they are.
Is that
similar.
Also Arnott's?
They might also be Arnott's.
Wow. What are they doing over there? Okay.
In Ireland, I was like, declared, do they have Tim Tams here? She's like, no. They've got penguin bars. Same kind of thing. Any Irish listeners, if you go to the supermarket and get a penguin bar, Claire tried to convince me it is almost the same as a Tim Tam. It's nearly there, but it's still on Gaiety level.
Gotcha.
You can get them in supermarkets in Ireland.
I was trying to think of a, like, you don't have Tim Tams. They've got, like...
Ping Pegs.
Like, I'm trying to think of something really
Timothy,
Irish.
Timothy.
That is what I was looking for.
Because you do...
Timothy Tamaties.
They are called Tim Tams, but there's never been an explanation as to why they're called Tim Tams. But
I know.
In Ireland, you'd probably have a Timothy Tamaties.
Timothy Tamaties.
Pass one of the Timothy Tamaties, please. But instead, they've done...
I think it's time for a Timothy Tamaties.
It's Tamaties for a Timothy Tamaties.
It's a cup of tea and a Timothy Tamaties.
Because you would also in Australia, and we will get to the fan fiction, by the way, but you do what's called a Tim Tam Slam, which I imagine in Ireland they call a Timothy Tamothy Slamothy. Where you bite both ends of the Tim Tam, and because they're so almost like airy, there's a bit of air in there that if you suck, you can use it as a straw in milk.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And it'll like... moisten and soften the Tim Tam, turning it into this glorious, chewy, delicious chocolate thing.
It's like they've got just enough air in there that can come through but still stay together.
Still stay together.
It's an incredible invention.
It's an amazing invention.
I would say probably top 5 inventions of all time.
Top of the 5.
I reckon like electricity,
light bulb, which is similar to electricity. Well, electricity was a discovery. Light bulb was more the invention.
Okay, sure.
Like electricity always existed. It's like we didn't invent fire.
Oh.
We discovered.
Oh, well, that's out of the top 5 then. But
microwave might be there.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The toilet.
The atomic bomb.
For different reasons.
And then, probably Tim Tam.
Yeah. Anyway, get some Tim Tams. That's the main point. Yeah. Unsponsored, but...
If we're going to get sponsored by Tim Tams...
I'm going to email Arnott's. I'm going to try and get us some Tim Tams.
What about this for a live read? I mean, honestly.
Okay.
Wait, but one more thing on Tim Tams.
Yeah,
The double coat is... Oh. You know, that's overtaken...
The standard coat, the double coat's unbelievable.
Right, that's neither here nor there. It's neither Tim nor Tam. No.
Hey, amazing show at the Comedy Festival. I came to mate. Three of the six. Got better every night. Full crowds. I saw a lot of HPATB fans there.
Oh, yeah. Man, it was awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Your best show yet. I've been to.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I was saying to a lot of people, man, like, I remember I came way before we were doing this pod, like, probably like 6 or 7 years ago to one of your shows.
Nice.
And it was in a pretty small room, like, maybe like 15 people in there. The night I was there.
Okay, yeah, okay.
But it's just like...
Maybe there wasn't, maybe there was more.
But my point is, like, just seeing how much it's grown and developed in that time, like, we only wonder where you'll be in another 6 or 7 years.
Probably back in that small room with 15 people. It's probably the peak.
No, but I was super proud, man. It was awesome.
No, thanks for all your help with the content of the show.
Mm.
Is that why you think it was the best show, maybe? You helped on this one?
No. I just think you get better every year. Like, you're always great, but
It was so fun. Yes. Thank you to all the HPATB fans that were there. Met a few, well, saw a few I already know, met a few more. Shout out to Bella, who I hope this doesn't embarrass her, but she came every night.
Patreo Bella.
It was amazing.
I saw her every night, yeah.
Yeah, and then...
Brought her auntie and uncle from interstate
lovely,
as well.
Lovely, amazing.
Yeah.
This was on the Patreon, but I rocked up with my coffee.
Yes.
And it does say the cafe owner wrote on their Cocksleeve.
Yes.
Which is not my name. they call that out,
Cocksleeve Garlamp.
Cocksleeve? Latte for Cocksleeve. Kind of sounds like Boxley, doesn't it? Cocksleeve Washington. That's my new name on the pod. Cocksleeve Washington. Someone got in touch. No, someone spoke to me in person at the show, if you like, and said they wanted to be the something. Yes. Marty Tovey. Shout out to Marty Tovey.
Oh, yes, yes. She is a Patreon listener. Supporter at one point, maybe not anymore.
And she wanted to have an official role.
Oh, okay.
She said the official, oh gosh.
Something of the show?
It could have been Boomer.
Okay.
But I don't know if it was. But if you are, Marty, write in again and just let's confirm that, because I think there's definitely room for you in the Harry HPATB universe.
Titles, yeah.
But
I had an encounter with a listener of the show, Jenny, who also I think is a Patreon.
Thank you, Jenny.
Who booked tickets to your show because she discovered you through HPATB, which is amazing. And she came up to me after and she was like, oh, I love the pod. I was like, oh, awesome. She'd been to the live shows. And I said, did you use the discount for podcasters? She said no, because I booked the tickets before you announced that, because we were pretty lazy with the discount. Now, you were there.
Yeah.
I actually took her bank details down.
Oh my God.
And said you would transfer her $4, which probably would have been the amount that she might have saved on the tickets.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
No, I would. But
well,
then
will,
she.
Well,
then,
will you?
Then, then she did say, I don't have to.
Yeah, but I think she wants you to.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think you should.
Do you think I should? Okay, well, maybe I will.
Think of all the things she could do with the $4. She could invest it back into the Patreon.
That's true.
There you go.
And see? Which will then dwindle back to me, I'm assuming.
At some point, maybe. Yeah. There you go.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, great. Well, we'll organise that after the show.
Yep, we will. Other things about the show was great. I'm probably going to do an extra show. I'm going to announce that I'm doing an extra show.
Yeah,
I'm just going to say it.
Great.
And I'm going to say I'm doing an extra show. It'll probably be on Sunday the 21st of April at a time.
I am going to Japan that day, so I will not be there.
That
I
is
will be on a
sad.
Plane over there. Unless you're doing it in Japan.
That hey, next stop.
The Japanese.
Yeah, team. They'll really love my growing as a kid in Australia. So I'm just going to say I'm doing it.
Awesome.
I haven't locked that in at all. But just please, if you haven't already come, please come.
Well, the other thing is we filmed the show with clean feed audio from your microphone.
Cool.
I want to put it up for the Patreons, like the full show.
Right.
What would your thoughts be on that?
I think, there's been an off-air chat, but I wouldn't mind putting it up on YouTube at some point anyway.
Yeah.
So I wonder if, will that dilute the, if the Patreons then promise, because I guess like we could put it up earlier for the Patreons.
Yeah.
The Patreons then need a promise. If they watch it, in our Patreon version, which I think they can, then you have to promise then to watch it in full on YouTube when I release it to public. You have to make that pledge.
Yeah.
So you're pledging not to watch it once.
Pledge with a dollar. Pledge with an extra dollar.
But every time, if you are a patron and you're watching, you've already pledged it with your money, but pledge to watch it twice.
Yeah, yeah.
You never think, I'm just going to watch this once. You're thinking, I'm going to watch this at least twice.
Yes, and I'm going to send it to all my friends when it's public.
When it's public.
Not when it's on the Patreon. The Patreon's just for me. The public is for Sam.
That's right.
Yeah. The public's for the show. Yeah. Really? Yeah.
I know we're still talking about my show, but
that's all right.
One of the things that you helped me out a lot by filming two of the nights.
Yeah.
Then you came along another night and you even helped me out again because my girlfriend Mel and you went flyering.
Yeah.
Outside Town Hall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a few tickets left on the Saturday night, so you managed to.
Yeah, me and Mel were flyering for your show, handing out flyers, which I think might be the worst form of advertising. What do you think of flyering? Because I don't think I've ever received a flyer and been like, yeah, you know what?
Really?
Yeah.
I have heard anecdotally that people have received a flyer and gone, yeah.
Well, I can say that happened on Saturday night when Mel got two people to come to the show with a flyer. So I guess I'm wrong. But
It depends the level of fly. I don't know. Like, I think people who are standing outside the town hall in Melbourne during the comedy festival looking at shows, they're looking to see a show.
That's true.
So that is targeted probably more than an Instagram targeted ad where you're like, okay, age is between 35 and 40.
Yes, yes.
Female.
I guess the thing is not everyone is like us where we're like in the comedy community. We know the people we want to see. Mm. We know about the industry. Whereas some people are just like, because the Melbourne Comedy Festival is so big, some people are just like, let's go to the city and see what shows are on.
Yeah.
And we'll go see one. So I guess you're right. Like not everyone's like us.
And in fact, even a friend of mine who came to my show, she said that she was at a different show and then they were on the tram and Dilruk was on the tram.
Oh.
And then
former guest of this show.
Yeah. And they went and chatted to him and he's like, yeah, come to my show if you want. And then they went.
Yeah.
So it does work just to, I guess he wasn't flying. He was just, he was just commuting. I think it does work, but the funny thing was, I need some background. I've got something to say about this.
Well, can I just do a quick one? Similar to you, I bumped into Will Anderson on after your show on Saturday or Friday, and he said, come to my show. Now we're going to his show for free.
When?
So there you go. Saturday, next Saturday.
Mm, cool.
But yeah. Anyway, tell your story.
So because my girlfriend Mel said, she's like, I'm going to go, look, I'll go in a bit early. I'll fly her because there was about 10 or 15 tickets left for the show.
So yeah.
Nice to feel that. She goes, I'll go fly her. She like, felt like it. She's like, you know what? I'm going to message Mike. She thought, you know who will be good at flyering? Radio Mike. I mean, he's a fun guy.
True.
He's out there, you know, he'll be great. Anyway, she says you guys ran into each other because you originally said you couldn't do it, but then you ran into each other and
could. The reason I said I couldn't do it is because I was going to come in with Claire, but she was running behind. So I just went in because I was going to go chat to you.
Yeah.
And then as I was walking, I saw Mel. I was literally walking next to her and,
And
she was like, I was like, oh, let's do it.
And then as you went to do it, Mel's saying, okay, great, Mike, you'll be good at this.
Yeah.
And apparently you were like, this is my worst fear.
Absolute worst nightmare.
And you, what do you rate yourself out of 10 for your flying?
One.
Skills? Yeah.
One. Like just terrible. Almost didn't even have the courage to hand it.
Because you have to approach strangers.
Yes. And say, come to this show.
Yeah.
And it's not even my show.
Yeah.
Which I guess doesn't matter. But I think a lot of people maybe thought I was you. Cause like we could pass as like similar looking.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, complete failure. Mel was much better.
Yeah. Mel did well. She got a couple in. So you struggled.
Yes.
Because it's scary to talk to,
strangers. Yes.
What Mel's observation was that, cause I mean, how many times a day someone tries to fly you something like, you know, starving children or whatever,
and you
walk right past them.
Complete ignore, you know? Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yes.
But what Mel seemed to observe in you is that whenever someone wouldn't take a flyer, you took it quite personally.
Really? Did Mel that's say what
I'm hearing.
That?
I'm hearing you were like, oh, like people, you're like, come to this. And they're like, no. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's not my show, mate. I felt like you were insulted when people wouldn't take
it. Yeah, I found the whole thing pretty traumatic, to be honest. It was hard to actually get in the mood to then see your show because the word on the street was no one wanted to come. No one would even take a flyer.
So
it's like, maybe I shouldn't go to this show.
Well, but there were people, which is funny because you'd seen it and loved it. And I think the biggest thing Mel said, that your ability to assess what kind of person might enjoy the show.
Yes.
Often I would look at, because flyering is hard and I hate it.
Yeah.
But
join the club.
You just got to do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes. that's why I do look at, you know, when people are kind of looking at a guide or looking at the thing, you go, okay, these people that want to go to comedy. And there are people who are rushing past the town hall that have no interest in the comedy festival, and maybe went up to them. The peak of it, I know I've been talking about this for 10 minutes. Mel said their favourite one was maybe even the first one of the day. I'm not sure if it was the first one. You're like, okay, I'm doing it. You G'd yourself up. You walked straight up to someone and went, hey. And then you look down and see that they had a cane. And they were blind.
Yeah.
And you completely went, and then you went, oh, nope. And you just turn around like Grandpa Simpson walking to that brothel. Yeah.
Is your name Bart? That's what he says when he pokes his head back in. Are you blind?
You tried to hand my fly to a blind person.
Yeah.
And then you meet like, whoop, okay. Nope. Which they would have heard.
Yes. That was embarrassing.
I just thought that was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, sorry, man. I wasn't much help, to be honest, but Mel did a great job. Mel also told me, Mike, I started listening to your podcast, this podcast.
Yeah.
So Mel listened. She's like, you and Sam are really funny. And I was like, ah, oh, thanks, I guess.
I know.
Sam's a comedian, so.
No, you're very funny. Thanks, but I think Mel then realised that most of it is not reading the podcast, which reading the book, which we should start doing. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we should probably start doing. We've got a bunch of other listener stuff for next week, but we should get into the fanfic for now. It might be a shorter ep than usual, which is probably good for a lot of you, I'm tired. Sam's tired. This is also the latest we've ever recorded. This needs to go live about a few hours.
So no edits.
I
literally finished my show last night. So
I know.
Yeah,
crazy.
Then I went and saw another show. I went for drinks, went for another show. Went to the festival club, the artist bar.
Yeah. Was that good?
It was pretty good.
Did you see any, it's interesting during Comedy Fest, and I know we said we had to get moving, but, you know, all the comedians in Australia and some international are in Melbourne, in the city. Any sightings? Have you seen any in the flesh sightings?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say I'm buddies with Ray O'Leary.
Oh, yes. Very funny. New Zealand.
So then I kind of ran into him at the front. I was like, oh, let's go and have a drink. And we kind of stood there. And Ruben Solo.
Oh, yeah. Was he around? Is he doing a show?
He's back. He's starting his show, you know, on Thursday.
Oh, fantastic.
So we just kind of stood at the back of this venue for a bit. And then, and you know who I was tempted to talk to? Because then standing directly to my left, you know, trying to keep a low profile in a cap, was Tom Gleason.
Oh.
And I wanted to be like, well, my bloody mate Mike was just on your bloody show.
Can we talk? We'll talk
How
more
do
about,
we talk more about that? I'm so sorry I haven't brought that up.
Can we talk about Hard Quiz next week?
Next
week. That might be a bigger one. But,
that's next week. But I really wanted to talk about him.
I bumped into Will Anderson. I also saw for the first time Conchetta.
Oh, yeah.
I just walked Conchetta past Carista. Her with her boyfriend.
Yeah, she's Ben Caution.
Yeah, I saw them.
Yeah.
Thought she might know who I am, but she clearly had no idea because I like smiled at her, but she clearly had no idea who I was.
She's lovely, so funny.
I'd believe it. And then I also bumped into Billy Darcy, Tim Hewitt, anyway, people probably don't care about this, but let's just do.
Right in with who you've bumped into or seen.
Who did you bump into or see? Yeah, celeb spot. Okay. I don't know what happened last week, so Sam, let's start by reading the title of the chapter, which is...
Chapter 38, One Half Light, One Half Darkness.
Ooh. Sounds like a more serious...
One Half Light, One Half Darkness.
One Half Sam, One Half Salvatore.
Oh, that is
one
true.
One half.
Because it does feel like, you could have just had one half dark.
True.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or lightness.
Anyway.
Okay.
Let's see what happens in this chappy-dappy.
Here we go. Harry Potter was freaking out. "I'm freaking out," he screamed, panting and puffing. "Quiet." Gemini Jones, a 13-year-old wizard who was currently seemingly possessed by some kind of evil, said to him. That is a very strange way of doing that.
Yes, yes, I see what it's
so it's going, "Quiet, Gemini Jones," a 13-year-old wizard who is currently seemingly possessed by some kind of evil, said to him.
It should be, "Quiet," said Gemini Jones, a 13-year-old. But also, like, we already know who he is and what he's about by this stage.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like at the end of Philosopher's Stone, it's like, "Quiet, Harry Potter, a boy wizard who grew up with the Dursleys." Like, I've just been reading this book. Yeah. I fucking know this guy.
I'm a first year Hogwarts student. Yeah.
What was that chapter a few weeks ago where it was like, "Professor Granger, she's one of the teachers."
One of the teachers, yeah. She's one of the teachers, yeah.
She's just one of the teachers.
After we last saw Harry kidnapped by Gemini and clownish Kim Jiri, both he and his faithful buddy Socky Potter, a sock puppet featuring Harry's likeness.
Why are we being reintroduced to characters in the middle of the book? This feels like...
It's very helpful, I'll say that.
Maybe I went on camp at school that week, so I'm coming back and I'm like remembering what was happening.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Okay, yes. It's a recap. After we last saw Harry kidnapped by Gemini and clownish Kim Jiri, both he and his faithful buddy, Socky Potter, a sock puppet featuring Harry's likeness that has been sort of in and out for the whole book, were brought to a cave-like cave, in the middle of the Forbidden Forest that looked like the home of a psychopath.
Nice.
I guess it's a cave-like cave.
Yeah, because I guess you could have a cave, but it doesn't really feel like a cave.
Yeah.
Like you could have a hotel room in a cave and it's like, oh, it's a hotel-like cave. Like it's a cave, but it feels like you're in a hotel.
And this one is it's like a cave, but it's also like the home of a psychopath.
Yes, yes. So there's lots going on.
Only clownish Kim Jiri and Gemini Jones had been seen by him in this time. And his foot had been chained to the wall of the cave to make sure he couldn't escape. That's Harry, I'm assuming.
Harry, yeah.
Okay.
Or Socky.
It is funny. I like that. Socky Potter, you know, who's been sort of in and out for the whole book. I would say he's been in the whole book.
Like, but there has been a few chapters where I remember, like, Socky was missing and then Monsieur Chargeur brought Socky back.
Yeah, but as in, like, Harry Potter, when you watch the original Harry Potter, you're not like...
Oh, Hagrid's been in and out.
Or you're like Voldemort, he's kind of in and out.
Yeah, like he's essential.
Well, he's a character. Yeah. We know about you. Just because we're not seeing him, we can remember he exists.
Yep. No, I'm with you. I'm with you on that one, buddy.
Okay, here we go.
All right, next page.
Strangely, mass murderer Boris Slobodomonovic had not been seen by Harry at all. Nor had Winston Charger, who Harry believed could have something to do with all of this. Boris Slovod... Hang on. Isn't it... Vladek Slobodomonovic?
Oh, yeah, it's Vladek. Who is Boris?
Boris Mailman. Isn't it Boris Boris Mailman.
Yeah, Boris Mailman, Dragon Mail Boy, and Vladek Slobodomonovic. Yeah. Boris Slobodomonovic. He's in and out, and he's in now. I think it must be a typo.
I would say this looks like, unless Boris and Vladek have recently tied the knot and Boris has taken on Vladek's last name.
Yeah, which is must have happened off screen.
It's possible.
Yeah. Well, that's funny.
Although it was probably illegal at the time of writing.
Not in the timeline of this. Like this.
Oh, that's
is,
true.
So maybe I just had some good foresight.
Yeah, you were like, that'll change it.
That'll change.
Yeah. That'll change it. this is boring, said Harry, kicking the wall of the cave and putting his hands in his pockets. What am I even doing here? Can we play I Spy? Quiet.
Can I be Gemini?
Okay, yes, you can. Okay. What am I even doing here? Can we play I Spy?
Quiet. And yes, we can.
Said Gemini. I like that. Like, he kidnaps, like, quiet. And then he's like, oh, actually, it is quite boring.
Yeah.
That does sound like fun. Okay. I spy with my little eye something beginning with I, Harry began.
Ooh, okay.
Gemini began. Oh, Gemini began scouting his eyes around the cave to see if he could see anything. Gemini looked confused. You see, the thing was, there wasn't really anything in the cave, except for Harry, Socky, and Gemini. And there definitely didn't seem to be anything that started with the letter I. Just hang on. How did the cave look like the home of a psychopath? If there's nothing
there
else in
there. Must be something else.
It looks more like the home of a bear.
Yes, which is a cave.
Yeah.
Hang on, Harry. There isn't really anything in the cave except for you, Socky, and me. And there definitely doesn't seem to be anything that starts with the letter I.
Gemini looked angry. Good mic. Yeah, that very good.
Like a bear.
Wow, the patrons will love that.
Like an angry bear.
Yeah. Oh, do you give up? Harry said.
Just tell me what it is.
Gemini said. Well, first you've got to say you give up. I can't tell you if you don't give up, Harry said.
Okay, fine.
Gemini said. Fine what? Harry said.
Tell me.
Gemini said. Well, how can I tell you when you haven't given up yet? Harry said.
Oh, fine. I give up.
Gemini said. Oh, no worries. I guess I win this round, Harry said.
Now tell me.
Gemini said. Tell you what, sorry? Harry said.
The answer.
Gemini said. The answer to what, sorry? Harry said.
To the I Spy.
Gemini said.
Which is also written like iPhone.
It is.
Like it's a lowercase I.
I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is not. It's just, the game is just called I Spy.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. The I Spy. Do you mean the one where you had to give up, Harry said?
Yes.
To Gemini. no worries. It was inside the cave. Smiley face. Harry said, Gemini rolled his eyes.
That doesn't count as something.
Gemini said, well, where are we right now? Harry said.
Inside the cave.
Gemini responded. Okay, so I spied my little eye inside the cave, Harry said.
But that's not an object.
Gemini said, clenching his teeth. It is funny because I feel like at points in the book, and even at the start of this chapter, we criticise the way the book wasn't saying clearly who said what.
now it's very specific.
A little bit too much.
We've had an overcorrection.
Maybe way too much.
Yeah. Okay.
Gemini said,
that's not an object.
Gemini
that's
said,
not an object.
Clenching his teeth. Again, where are we right now? Harry said.
Inside the cave.
Gemini said. Okay, so if we were in Hogsmeade and I said, I spy with my little eye, something beginning with H, you could think Hogsmeade because we would be in Hogsmeade, right? Harry said.
Yeah, but that's not really the same thing.
Gemini said. Well, I stand by it. Inside the cave, Harry said.
I agree with Harry.
Socky said through Harry's mouth. Thanks, Socky. Anyway, this is boring. Also, what is the even point of this? Okay, no wonder I couldn't fucking say that. So, also, what is the even point of this? If the point is to kill me, just do it. If the point is to kill someone else, just do it. Can something just happen? Harry said. Love that. Just like, just kill me already. Honestly, I'd rather die than be bored. Yeah.
I'd rather die than be in this book. Yeah. We can't kill you or those pesky boys.
Gemini's voice seemed almost robotic. It really didn't feel like he was in control of himself.
We need everything to work tonight. This is what we were created for, after all.
Just one thing. I like that the robotic nature of Gemini's voice, the author conveniently kind of got rid of that during the whole I Spy game, but now it's back. Wouldn't have worked for that part.
Yes, yeah. That is true.
I don't get it, Harry said. Do you want to play Uno? No.
Oh. No.
Gemini said. Sorry, did you say no or Uno? Harry asked.
I said no.
Gemini responded. Is Voldemort coming back? Because I haven't seen him in so many years. I guess it would be good to catch up, I guess. Harry said.
The boss says Voldemort will come back as long as we get it right tonight. Once tonight goes down and the coif ceremony is completed, he will be back.
Gemini said, the coif.
The coif was mentioned earlier.
Yes,
in the
is it the come on your face?
I think you thought, you said that. I don't think it's been confirmed.
I swear we explained what coif was.
No, I think you theorized. I don't think it's been officially canonized in the book. But it's interesting that he said... Well, actually, I've just read the next line. I think.
Well, why don't I?
Answers my question.
Well, why don't I read the next line? Isn't your boss Voldemort? Harry said.
Well, that's what I was about to say. He said, the boss says Voldemort. So he has another boss. And then Gemini actually says here, Voldemort is my boss's boss.
Gemini said, wow. What's the salary packaging like there? Like, do they have dental? Harry said. That's funny.
It's good to check.
I guess, yeah.
You wouldn't think Voldemort would be paying dental.
I mean, that is, you do wonder, like, all the, like, Death Eaters and stuff, like.
Yeah.
It's just like, every day are they just going out Death Eating? And, like, so Voldemort, like, is there any kind of money?
Yeah.
I need a job.
That's the thing, like, all these Death Eaters, especially when they're all seemingly living at Malfoy's house in the last book, is there like a chef working there? Like, who's preparing meals for all these people? Who's doing
Like, don't they need to buy stuff?
Yeah.
Like, I just
groceries. Like, they still definitely need to eat. They need to sleep.
Yeah.
They need to poo. All the essentials of being alive.
Yeah.
Does Voldemort poo?
Who pays the toilet paper?
These are the questions that, you know, don't really get answered.
Because I even think that if you're in like a gang or something, you're like, okay, so I'm just gonna quit my job and be in a gang?
Yeah. It feels very Big Brother, like all the Death Eaters going to live in a house together.
It kind of feels a bit weird. Yeah, it does. But I then thought it'd be weird if you were in a gang or in the Death Eaters and then like you also work at like Macca's.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to go shoot some people.
Like, because I don't think Voldemort is giving them money. That's the part that I don't understand.
Then what is what's in it for them?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I guess they're just worried Voldemort will kill them if they don't do it.
So what's the salary package you like there? Do they have dental, Harry said.
They actually don't.
Gemini said. They don't even have dental, Harry said, shaking his head, looking down at Socky.
Looking down and Socky.
Oh, and Socky, fuck. The thing is that feels like a very American.
That is, I can already tell you, because I remember this is pulled straight out of Shrek 2. Oh. When they go to the fairy godmother's factory.
Yeah.
It's like, we're from the Union. We're just going to take a little look around here. How are the conditions here? And the guard's like, it's okay. We don't even have dental. And then Shrek looks at Donkey and goes, they don't even have dental. Oh. Okay, we're just going to go in and take a look around. Shrek's funny.
Let's watch Shrek. Little did Harry know, since the end of the last chapter, Lockie Lockhart and his gang of boys had, I guess, figured out where the hidden cave was and were committed to helping save Harry and Gemini.
That's good.
Little did the boys know that as they were making their way into the Forbidden Forest, Monsieur Chargeur and Cheeseman Damo were looking out the window of one of their offices. Cheeseman, I must go. It is time, Monsieur Chargeur said.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Cheeseman Damo looked conflicted, sad, and hurt. Please don't. Are you going to be Cheeseman Damo?
Okay. Please don't.
He said, imagine. Not imagine. That was amazing is what I meant to say.
Thank you.
You know I must. Nobody else in this school will. Monsieur Chargeur responded.
And I guess that Cheeseman and Monsieur Chargeur, you know, there's ambiguity around their allegiances.
Are they good or bad?
And now, Monsieur Chargeur, we think is bad. And he's saying, I think what he's saying is, I'm going to now go and reunite with Clownish Kimjiri and Gemini, and our plan is complete.
Okay, wow.
And Cheeseman's going, hey, don't. Like, maybe you could live like this forever and not, you don't have to be Mr. Chargeur anymore. I don't know. Wow.
Wow.
That's what it seems to be to me.
It really feels like in High School Musical 2 when Troy and Gabriella realize that maybe they can't be together and Gabriella has to go her own way.
Is that 2 or 3?
Number 2.
I feel like that's 3. It's 2. Or the same thing happens in
100% 3. 100% number 2 because she has to go her own way. She says, I've got to say what's on my mind.
Yeah, but
something about us doesn't seem right these days. Life keeps getting in the way.
That's really good. But I the same thing does happen in 3.
Yeah, but it's what I'm referencing happened in 2.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that
I think the same thing happens in every movie.
The reason it was so unclear to me is because that happens as well in three.
Then what happens in three? Is he going off to college or something?
Well, she wants to leave. She goes to the orientation at the new unit. Me and Claire just watched it recently.
Right.
That movie's so sad at the end. When they're like, High School Musical.
And when they're all going into the dump fire and the claw gets them out at the end? Is that what happens? Wait, is that right?
No.
What's that? What am I thinking about?
That's Toy Story 3.
Oh.
Yeah. That's they're similar films.
Yeah. Sorry, I got those mixed up.
But that song at the end, you know who I think is so gorgeous? Vanessa Hudgens. Mm. Her smile is so beautiful. Anyway.
She's still cool.
She's still cool. I just haven't seen her in anything for a while.
I think she does a bit of Broadway.
Was she in Spring Breakers?
I don't know what that is. I think she gets a bit of flack, cops a bit of flack.
But I think it's unfair.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think she's in Spring Breakers, which was a movie with Selena Gomez, Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh, then she was definitely in it.
One of the girls. Okay, just go. Sorry. Just go. Someone confirm that?
We're in a really emotional part of the book.
Yeah, let's just go.
A tear began falling down Cheese Man Damo's eye.
See, what I think is happening is, Cheese Man Damo's like, because a few people have commented they think there's some kind of love or sexual interest between Cheesy and Monsieur. And he's sad, but this might be the end of that.
You know what French people love?
Sex?
Cheese.
Ah, sorry.
Both, probably. But cheese. Cheese man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So full
fromage.
Yeah. A fromage. A menage. Fromage à toi. Let's move on. Okay. A tear began falling down Cheese Man Damo's eye. Not his face. And Monsieur Chargé walked out of the room and out of the school to head toward to forest. And forest, of course, misspelled as double R tradition.
Bang! I wanted to do it with
that
you.
That was good.
Thanks.
Ah! Harry screamed as a loud bang could be heard, which was actually just Dimmy tripping over a rock and hitting his head.
Oh. So I guess this is Dimmy.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Call my emergency contact. It's my dad. His number should be listed. Call him now. I'm okay though, seriously. I'm not even hurt remotely. That did not hurt.
Dimmy said.
Wow, this is a cool cave. It's got like Osama bin Laden vibes. Did you know my dad got sent to assassinate Osama bin Laden?
Shut up, Dimmy. The voice of Lockie could be heard.
So what I imagine that we're hearing this from off screen. Like we're still looking, if this was a movie, we're still seeing Harry, but we're hearing this.
Yeah, we're hearing them in the cave. Got it. Cool. Shut up, Dimmy. The voice of Lockie could be heard.
Great Osama bin Laden throwback. And it continues. Yep. I'm just saying, if I was Osama bin Laden, I'd be hiding out in somewhere like
the- Dimmy, look to his left. Crouching behind a large rock, hidden out of plain view, get out of it, was a bearded Middle Eastern looking man with terrorist kind of vibes. I don't know how I imagine that. I only can imagine that he has an actual bomb strapped to him. That's the reason you've assumed.
Yes.
That.
Yeah.
Who looked at Dimmy and made a sign like, come on, man, don't give me away.
So Osama bin Laden is in this game.
If I was Osama bin Laden, I'd be hiding here. He looks to his left and he goes,
which also suggests that in this version of history, the US never assassinated Osama bin Laden.
Which is funny because Dimmy just said his dad got sent
to do it. Yeah. So his dad failed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't give me away. Dimmy smiled and winked at the man and said,
Actually, if anyone was looking for Osama bin Laden, I definitely would not expect to find him here. No way. No, sir. No Osamas. Not even an Obama. Or an Okama. Okama, are ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Everybody join in. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye.
Stop singing, the boys said unisonically, although I really wanted to join in. It was hard not to.
So what is it? No Osamas, not even an Obama or an Okama. Okama.
joyful and triumphant.
Did we have Christmas in this book? I don't think we did. Oh, no, Santa. They went on it. Fuck, this book's been going for ages.
Yeah. Felix Navidad.
Felix
much?
Navidad, yes.
Throwing turds over Spain. Stop singing. The boys all said.
Okay, sorry.
Dimmy said,
do you think they know we know the secret location of the cave in the forest? I feel like we've been generally pretty quiet, so maybe we can sneak attack on them.
He's just been singing. Yes, we know. Come in. Help me. Help. The voice of Harry could be heard from around the cave. Also, if you were playing I Spy, would you consider inside the cave as a viable option in here?
Would you?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Yeah, cool.
The boys wandered in and came face to face with Gemini Jones, Harry Potter, and Socky Potter.
G'day, guys. Just ignore the cum drizzled all over me. Harry definitely didn't have a nervous wank and used me to wipe up.
Socky said. Thanks for clearing that up, Socky, said Harry. Well, that's a bit of a pun. That could be a bit of a wordplay there.
What?
Thanks for clearing that up, Socky. Like Socky explained it, but also he could be saying, thank you for clearing up that cum.
That's good.
That's clever. I don't think it was intended.
No.
What was clever was the Okama or your faithful. I think that's clever, really good.
Man. A few people actually wrote in this week saying that, do you remember last week with Piano Jones, they were, Sam's just shaking his head. No, they were pointing the wand at the G sharp
or something. Yeah, the G flat.
Everyone was unsure if it even existed. A few people were like, that's a reference to the G spot, which is a mythical part of the female anatomy.
I don't think it's mythical. That's the thing, it's not.
Yeah, it's mythical.
It's a reference to the G spot. Why didn't either of us get that?
No, but yeah.
G spot, people call me that in school.
Did they actually?
No.
Oh.
Probably a couple people. We've got G man.
Yeah, because of Garlap.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
People
used to call me Captain Awesome.
You're right, really?
No. Oh. Sadly, no.
Sadly,
you
not.
You can if you want.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Gemini. Lockie ran up to Gemini, shaking his body. Gemini, you must be in there still. Gemini!
I think Lockie might be gay for Gemini or something.
Timmy whispered to Tom and then did the cuckoo symbol. It's back. That is funny. Ladies and gentlemen, the twist to this book is coming.
Ooh.
It's coming very soon.
Coming.
You may already know what it is, though it is possible you do not. Those are the two possibilities.
Wow.
Gemini stood back.
It's too late, boy.
A voice came from Gemini, but it wasn't his.
Oh.
It was high-pitched and snake-like. It was probably Voldemort, but to be honest, we couldn't really be sure.
Ooh.
Okay. Next page.
You do Voldemort.
Oh, well,
this is Voldemort talking through Gemini, I guess.
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay.
If you like
doing
it.
I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to put a spin on it.
If you want, I can do it if you want. But
I'll give it a shot.
His body now belongs to me. I am connected to this boy. I am using him to survive. But very soon, my dear boy, I will be back to my original form. I will leave this boy's body. It has served me well, and he will die.
No, Lockie said. That was fun.
Yes.
Gemini's body said. You got a lot here.
The truth is, I have been part of this boy since he was born, since you were both born.
Oh.
As you know, you are twins.
Oh! Do we know that? Yeah.
Born together, but separated by murder.
Wait, why is that funny?
I don't know. Why are they separated by murder? Okay, you continue.
Okay, now I'm going to keep going. I'm just curious. Okay.
When your father murdered your mother on my command, we used you boys in the darkest ritual. I needed a soul of pure darkness.
He's fucked.
You see, each soul is made up of part light and part darkness. But using the dark parts, we were able to corrupt both of your souls. I split the darkness from your soul, Lachlan, and transferred it to Gemini. I took the light from his soul and transferred it to you. Now that he is reaching maturity, the darkness in his soul is helping to bring me back.
Wow.
Is that the twist?
I don't know. So we kind of knew they were twins, but the twist is that Gemini's soul is purely darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And Lockie's is purely light.
And maybe you can like only do it with like identical twins or something. But yeah.
And you have to wait for Gemini to mature.
Yeah. But also, I'm going to put this out. So when your father murdered your mother.
Mm.
Now, in keen-eared listeners, so not you, would know.
Wasn't there someone called like Tanya or something?
Talia.
That's it.
And Vladek.
Mm.
Murdered Talia and Jordan Borden in the memory.
Right.
Is Vladek the father and Talia the mother? Oop, just got an email.
Just got an email.
If people heard that.
And the email says...
Can I actually just check that?
It says, you're wrong, keep reading. wait. They're twins? What? Harry said. Sorry, one moment. Harry sipped a glass of water and then spat the water out over it. So, that was the most obvious thing since book one, Harry, Michael said. I cannot believe it, Osama bin Laden said. I mean, whoops, where am I?
Whoops, where am I? No one can find me.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. It's you again, I think.
Now to dispose of some of the spares. Not kill, but simply put them to sleep for some time.
Gemini's body raised its wand, but before it could say anything else, a French voice sounded, Expelliarmus!
End of Chappy Dappy.
Wow.
Well, that was a good Chappy Dappy.
Really good Chappy Dappy. I love Osama bin Laden coming out. Wow, I can't believe it. Whoops, where am I?
Well, I mean, he's been in hiding for so long, he's obviously keeping up with the book. Like,
yeah, it's great,
he's
yeah.
keeping up with modern literature.
Well, that is good. I mean, what else do you have to do in there besides read?
Yeah. Wow, that was good.
That is good.
So, Lockie and Gemini confirmed twins, and it seems like... So, Vladek's gone and killed his wife, the mother of the children, on yep. Voldemort's command.
Yep.
I guess because Voldemort was like... I need a soul to help me come back to life. It's your son.
Yeah.
But we need it to be a fully darkness soul. So we have to do this thing where we take the light. Anyway,
yeah,
read the book.
yeah, I did. But yeah, so that is something we've never thought. You've just introduced a new concept that everyone's soul is light and dark and they've made one dark.
Yeah.
So that is, yeah, sure. I believe it. I mean, it's in the book, so it has to be real. But then how did then Lockie end up with Blade? Is his dad's
yeah,
Blade?
Blade,
right?
Yeah.
And then where did Gemini end up again?
I don't think we even know ended up. But Blade, it's said in the memory that, like, I think Talia, before being murdered, said, we've left the kids with a friend of the family, Blade.
Oh yeah.
And but I don't know about Gemini.
Wow.
Well, we'll have to find out next week. I think, you know, big stuff's coming.
Wow. Tune in next week for a new edition of Harry Potter and the Boys. It's a fan fiction podcast, and every week we read a chapter of it.
That's exactly what the show is, Sam. Thank you.
Thank you.
Send the money to Jenna.
I certainly will. I'll get around to that. Yeah. That's for sure. That's nice. Top of my list.
Okay. Well, we'll check in next week with that. And go to Sam's final show.
I'm just going to say I'm doing it.
Yeah, you're doing it.
Yeah, I am.
I'll be in Japan. Send in any of your people you spotted, celebrities you spotted during Comedy Fest.
We've got a lot of, we had so much chit chat more to go.
Yeah.
We'll have to do it next time.
Have to do it next time on Harry Potter
and the Boys.
Goodbye, Amores.